Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Friday Ellie is a little bit like Monday Ellie at the moment.
I know.
Are you alright?
It's just been so much on this week really like stumbling to the end of it.
Hey, we're out there living. That's what it's all
about.
We're
out there living. You're right. I just wish I could live and have less work to do. You know, like that'd be great.
Oh, I feel you, boo. It has been a busy week, but what a day. What a time to end it. We only touch on it in the podcast because there was a lot of live things happening.
Yeah.
But Ellie and I, we made it.
Yeah.
That was a Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah.
We talk about that in the podcast as well. No, we made it onto Sunrise.
Yeah, we did. Big moment. Whew. Big moment. Worth the big week, I suppose.
Yeah, if you've been following along, we had a ferret called Roger Ferreter who gave birth to a ferret which we called Mark Ferretta.
Yes.
It is our show Ferret, and we presented it live on Sunrise this morning.
We did.
To Mark Ferretta. If you want to see the video, hit GV on Instagram. Go have a look right now.
Yeah, it was I got a bit nervous, you know? Like, I was like, oh God, what am I doing?
Were you nervous because we're on TV or because you've got a crush on Mark Ferretta?
I do now after meeting him. My goodness, he's the nicest man on earth.
The nicest man. You also said he was hot.
Did I? Okay. Well, yeah, but then again, I think ScoMo's hot, so really, my bar's not that high. Nah, it was good fun. Check it out on our socials if you missed it. There's other stuff in this podcast as well that you're going to enjoy, but I need to go to sleep.
Yeah, off you go, darling.
Thanks, honey. Really appreciate it.
I'll tuck you in. Come on, you need it. Let's get out of here.
Just give me a beer, eh? Yeah.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about Ellen because we all know that my biggest girl crush in life is Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, you've got a good chance. She goes for your team.
Yeah, I know. I feel great chance. If I ever meet her, I'm in. No, she had Jennifer Garner co-host a show with her this week ahead of Mother's Day. And Jennifer Garner, who knew... woman of many talents, she whipped out a Mother's Day themed rap.
Imagine squeezing something out the size of a watermelon. How much pain is that? There'll be a lot of swelling. And breastfeeding? It ain't simple. One false move, you've got a cracked nipple. You'll be up all night, groggy all day, jonesing for a bottle of Chardonnay. You'll retain more water than the Hoover Dam and change enough diapers to fill a moving van.
Yes,
what's
really?
Your most famous movie or TV show?
Alias?
Yeah.
Didn't she have that TV show?
Name is very famous. What she does?
13 Going on 30. It was an awful movie, but she was in that.
Awful
sure.
rapper, awful actor.
Yeah. Hey, she's a good rapper. She's a good rapper, but she's not as good as I am, that's for sure. Now, I've got a friend who's pregnant at the moment, right?
Congratulations.
And I thought going into Mother's Day, I don't know a lot about being a mother. I'm not one myself, but I wanted to kind of write a chain rap for all the mothers out there. This friend in particular. Now, she is a veggie, or she was a veggie, until she became pregnant. Now she's chowing on all the meat she can get.
Good.
Right? And there's one craving in particular that she's been having, and she said, oh, can you write a rap about this? I was like, yeah, of course I can. So have a listen.
Oh, this is exciting. You didn't tell me about this.
It is my pregnancy rap.
Yes.
For my friend Mary.
I'm not ready. I'm tired. My pee stream's been nothing but steady. Plus baby brain means that I keep on forgetting that I'm a veggie. That's all over now. I open my mouth. Burger please is what comes out. I love them how. Don't forget meat pies. Wow. 23 weeks down. Everything's getting chow. Let's get back to reality. Yo. Now for craving 3. Yo. There goes habit. I know it's so bad, but at least it's not eating meat. No, it's not fancy. I know. Is it pretty? Nope. I must have it. It's dope. And it won't send me broke. It's not eggs on toast. Mixed with veggie might know. Boys, I promise it won't stink out the studio. So ladies, if you need a treat when you're preggo, here's what I crave the most. You better choose yourself. Either Heinz, SPC, Coles, Brano. You never want to let it go. Tin spaghetti is what you need for any pregnancy. Best of all, it's guilt-free once in a lifetime. You better choose yourself. Either Heinz, SPC, Coles, Brano. You know it's guilt-free once in a lifetime. Yo! Hey! Woo!
So tin spaghetti is what she's been craving, in case you didn't get that. Turns out, apparently, when you're pregnant, that's all you want is tin spaghetti.
Yeah, I can know how she feels. I must be pregnant as well, because I am craving that so much.
Yum.
Right now.
SPC, send us some, please. Hey, to all the expecting mothers out there this Mother's Day, happy first Mother's Day. And to all the other mothers who are doing a good job, we wish you a happy Mother's Day too. Us and apparently Jennifer Garner.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Do you know who screwed up? someone on the set of Game of Thrones. Now, earlier in the week, the episode 4, was it, premiered?
Yeah, because there's 6 altogether, is that right?
Yeah, not enough, not enough. Anyway, in it, some eagle-eyed viewer noticed that there was a Starbucks coffee cup left on the set and made it into the final cut or whatever they call it. And it went viral, obviously, like, ooh, Starbucks is in Westeros, huh? So many gags were made.
Because it's set in medieval times for those who haven't seen the show, whereas the Starbucks coffee definitely wasn't around 500 years ago.
Well, you don't know that. Game of Thrones, there's like people there. Well, HBO have come out and said, no, it wasn't supposed to be there. It was an accident. It was actually Khaleesi's herbal
really?
Tea. Mm-hmm. Yep. Crazy. But Starbucks have been the real winners in all of this because they didn't pay for this. Obviously, it was just a mistake. And usually in TV shows and in movies, if you want product placement, you've got to pay a lot for it. And Starbucks have gotten that much PR value from it that it has tallied up to $2.3 billion.
No way.
That's what it was worth, that one mistake.
Wow. What a mistake that is. Starbucks would be licking their lips all the way to the bank.
I know. I know. You actually couldn't dream of anything better if you're a business owner.
Do you know what? Actually, I read an article yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't actually even a Starbucks cup. It was just a local coffee shop.
Yeah.
But it got rumored that it was Starbucks, so the word Starbucks spread so much. Now,
Paul, imagine if it was like Sarah's coffee shop and who actually provided the tea, and she's getting none of the credit.
Where's Belfast? That's Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it was. It's some local coffee shop. It's like here in Shep. Imagine if a Lemon Tree coffee cup made it onto the set of Sunrise, except word spread instead that it was Starbucks. You'd be so gutted.
Oh, I feel so bad for Sarah.
Oh, poor little Sarah's coffee shop. Do we even know if that's what it's called?
Nope. But I'm assuming it is, okay? So I'm going to say, guys, get to Belfast. Get yourself a Sarah's coffee.
Yeah, let's. You know, we should start a campaign.
Yeah.
Not to we don't even have a Starbucks to turn up to. I'll say everyone dog Starbucks, and everyone start going to Sarah's coffee shop wherever that is.
Yes, yes. Do you know what we should do? Because we're going to get on Sunrise today. We should like take something and inadvertently advertise that because we're going to get on national TV for free.
Yeah, are we allowed to do that? Is it against the rules of radio?
I mean, I'm going to be wearing my Hit jacket.
I can guarantee you. Our company, Hit, is going to go up $2.3 billion US as well.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, yesterday I pretty much became a millionaire. It was the best moment of my life, which is kind of depressing when you hear what happened to me because you're like, whoa, your life has not been good.
Big call.
Big call. All right, you witnessed it, you lucky thing. Yesterday, you and I went home, had a quick little nap, came back to work. We had plenty of work to do. And I came back in my activewear, aiming to go to the gym later in the day. Did not. It's been hot. I've been wearing my shorts to the gym.
They really suit you too.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Compliment my figure.
They fit really
calm
well.
Calm down. Last time I wear those to work. Anyway, they've got this little pocket at the back and it's one of those little zip pockets.
Oh, is that what that was for?
Why are we looking at the back of my pants?
Because I thought that was for when you go to the toilet.
No, though that would be handy. It's like with boys and their undies and they've got a little pouch. Oh, I've always wanted that.
Yeah, imagine if you have a little back pouch for when you back one out.
Well, girls don't need to do that because girls don't do that, we've established. Anyway, I reached into the little zip on the back of my pants and opened it and realized I felt something and I was like, what could that be? Turns out it was. No, it wasn't that, Josiah. What I pulled out, I'm moving right along, was a $10 note.
Oh. Hang on. I'm just going to go back a couple of steps. You said this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in your life, that you've had a few more highlights in your life than found $10 in your butt.
Yeah, no, good point. Everyone who's got kids and married is like, oh, Ellie, I remember the days when that was my biggest highlight too. But I guarantee they'll all say, kids, marriage, number 3 still is when they found a surprise find.
I mean, it isn't, I wouldn't put it up there with the best things in life, but when you do find money in your pockets, it is a very good feeling.
Yes, I know. And do you know what makes it even better is you had said to me about 15 minutes beforehand, I'm going to go down to Lufty's and grab ourselves a $5 dinner.
Yeah.
And so I was like, great. Okay, my shout, you got breakfast, so I'll get dinner. And lo and behold, I pulled out $10, exactly the amount we need to get our Lufty's dinner.
I know, and we ate half as much at brekkie and it cost twice the price.
Yes. Okay, is that your like savvy way of saying I owe you money?
Yeah, you owe me dinner tomorrow night, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I found $2, it's not 10, but I found $2 in my pocket the other day, a good earring in my black jeans pocket.
Do you know whose it was?
No, it's sitting next to my bedside table now. I took it out and left it there.
I'm Was it your girlfriend?
Well, I'm really hoping so.
All right, in that case, good job. Sell it on eBay. Someone's probably looking for the other one. 13, 12, 16. We want to put the question to you this morning, Goulburn Valley. Have you had a surprise find? I feel like there's nothing better in life than having a surprise find. Could have been money. Could have been something like an earring, or it could have been something even better, like an antique globe that's worth $100,000.
Oh, I wish.
Give us a call now. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Let's go to Siobhan from Cobram. Siobhan, did you have a surprise win?
Yes. I went to Vegas for the first time a few years ago. I'm not a big gambler, so I thought I'd put down $100. And then I started winning a bit more money and winning a bit more money and progressively getting more and more drunk.
Free drinks in Vegas, right?
Exactly. They don't want you to spend. And so I started putting the chips in my bra because I was like, oh, I'll save it, then I won't use it. And then apparently at the end of the night, I was like, I've run out of money, and went home. And the next morning I woke up and I had like $7 worth of chips in my bra.
Yeah, you did. Do you know what, Siobhan? That sounds very similar to my nights out, except the chips that I find in my bra are just from Macca's.
But you can eat them.
I can eat them. Next morning, not so good, but I'll still take it.
Hey, Siobhan, any chance your phone's down your bra right now? Your reception's not the best.
Hey, it's a handy place to put things, I'm not going to lie. Kind of like my putting the money in my butt that I found yesterday.
I know. I kind of wish I had boobs now.
Yeah, I know.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With... Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get my day.
Yeah, we say it often. We do get paid to be on this show, but we don't get paid enough to do a great job at it.
Yeah, so we choose not to. Do we? Or are these actual mistakes? We'll let you be the judge this morning.
That's true. We will let you be the judge. Screw Up Fridays, we do it every week. It's the best of the worst moments from the week that's been.
So basically it's a highlight of our week that's been.
Yeah.
Except instead of highlighting good content, which we have heaps of, by the way.
Heaps of.
We like to highlight how bad we are at our jobs, so our bosses then justify to us why we don't get paid enough.
Yeah. I guess you could call it the low lights, really. Yes. All right, let's get into it this week's Screw Up Fridays. We talk. The GB is 96.9. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie.
Whoa, what's your name?
Eri, apparently.
Morning, Eri. Oh, I'm not really up to date with those circles, like you and your dad. Oh, there goes the phone.
You right this morning? Just dropping stuff all over.
Yeah.
Let's also put the rules on. Full piece bathing costumes on at all times.
Eddie McGuire joins us just after 8:30 this morning. It has been 20 years of... Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Hot Seat. 20 years, so he's going to join us for their birthday. The teams must duplicate a classic DeLorean car. DeLorean. I should say, do know the movie, Back to the Future.
Duplicate DeLorean. That was a tough line, buddy. Well done. Then all teams will recreate an iconic moment in cinema in a vignette on their tables.
Good work, Elia.
Give us a call right now if you know this. I'll start again.
Oh, come on, Ellie. It's going to be a full-time legal career. What does that mean? A judge? A lawyer? What is she going to be?
A legal attorney. Yeah, it's like a lawyer. You have bigger news than Harry and Meghan this morning because we don't want them to overshadow you. Shadow you, Brew? Don't want them to overshadow you.
Welcome to Radio New Zealand, eh?
Another week down, a lot of mistakes made. That mouth trumpet song was hard, by the way. You try trumpet, What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber.
I choose not to for various reasons, one including I can't and don't want to.
Yeah.
If you miss any of the screw-ups from the past, not just this week, you can hear this week's as well, hit.com.au. You'll go to the podcast app store, whatever it's called. There's a screw-up. Chuck that in next week.
Yep, will do.
Search Josiah and Ellie and you can see it all there.
Yeah, we upload each episode each week.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
This is the time of the week where we look at the week that was in the world of news. Now, we're inundated with news these days. Headlines coming out of our ones from the week. Are you ready, Josiah, for Headline
ready
of the
to
week?
Go. There's been a few this week, so I'm excited to see which ones you've selected.
Yeah. I've got four this morning, so I'll run through them relatively quickly. Firstly, the Met Gala obviously happened this week. Pedestrian TV published an article. Mm. Normal man Jared Leto rocked up to the Met Gala carrying his own dang head. When you read that, you're like, what do you mean? That's just some kind of a fun pun. No, he literally had a handbag that was his face.
Oh, I saw this. And yeah. It wasn't just like a cartoon face. No. It was literally looked like him dead.
Yeah, yeah. So they kind of nailed it. Like, that's not fake news there.
Very fitting with Game of Thrones on at the moment too.
So right. All right, how about this one? Woman pulls alligator from yoga leggings after police stop her car.
I saw this story. I was going to tell it on air this week. Didn't end up doing it. Great story though.
How do you have an alligator in your yoga leggings? Like, I wear like yoga leggings. I've got a story about my yoga leggings.
A lot of room for error when there's an alligator down there. Thank goodness it wasn't a guy. Doesn't matter. Girls, that would hurt as well.
Oh, I mean, they live in the bush, so regardless, both fit.
What?
Sheep registered as pupil to save classes at French Alps Primary School.
Say it one more time.
Sheep registered as pupils to save classes at French Alps Primary School. So basically, the school was about to be shut down because class numbers were too low. So they've registered sheep as people.
Amazing. Yeah. That's the dodgy way the principal's got around it.
Yeah.
Surprised it was in the French Alps and not in New Zealand, bro.
Okay. All right. Oh, here. We've got heaps of sheep around the place here, don't we?
Yeah, we have a few, but not as many as back home, mate.
Some people call us Sheeperton. See what I did there?
Very good.
Finally, the biggest story in the news this week was, of course, the royal baby. Meghan Markle's sister weighed in on baby Archie and shut the F up, Samantha.
Yes.
I love it.
She can go and get stuffed, that girl.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Yes, we're back. Thanks for filling in for us, Benny.
Well, you two have just come back from the lake. And how many times on national television this week? I want to boast. I want to celebrate today. Yeah. This is awesome.
Don't worry about it. Twice in one
week. Actually, you've already got big heads as it is. Do I pump it up even more? No, the guys just got on Sunrise. This is how you guys celebrate getting on national TV.
Pretty much. Yeah, cool in the gang. What better way to celebrate?
How good is this? Golden Valley, our ferret, Mark Ferretta. Got on national TV. Thanks to Whitey for bringing Mark Ferretta down, introducing him to Mark Ferretta live on Sunrise.
Yeah.
If you've seen it already, if you're watching TV, how good was it? If you haven't, we're going to get the footage up very soon. Hit GV, Instagram is the place to go. Hit Golden Valley on Facebook as well. You can have a watch there. But wow, take a breath, Ellie. I don't know what to say or do now.
I was so nervous. I was like, I'm going to screw up my lines. What am I going to say?
No, I think you both look so good. You looked really, really good on the telly. There was a little bit more Chaney on the show than you, mate.
Yeah, it was like the Whitey and Ellie show, wasn't it?
That sort of cut. If anyone that actually saw it, because of course you're listening to this show first.
Yeah, of course.
But if you did see Sunrise, poor old Jay here, he got sort of snipped off.
Got my segment last week, guys. Not offended at the slightest.
Big old Chains, just bang.
Yeah.
Right with Whitey.
Well, I mean, I'm closer to the centre. Me
and Whitey's a stud, so I get it.
Whitey is a hottie.
Do you reckon? We spoke about it earlier in the show.
Yeah. What?
Do you think that the producer and cameraman saw the pimple on my forehead?
Oh, definitely. I actually saw Brett's looking at it. I was like,
yeah. No, they did. They actually called me. They said, stuff that.
Yeah. That's why.
You know what? If I see that ferret again, I'm going to put it down.
Oh, hang on. Things just went dark. Why are you dark in here? Pull the blinds back up, mate. That's awful.
Let's go back to the best part of
it. You ain't that pimple, mate. He's having a bad impact on you. Come on. You just got on national TV.
I'm in a bad place, guys. Pimples can do that to me.
I really wanted to rap. I really wanted to do like a ferret rap or something, but there wasn't enough time. There was too many people.
See, people are
so
calling for...
Literally, my mobile's going off.
What's the one rule about phones in studios usually?
Hello? No phones in
Sunrise, leave me alone. They want me back, guys. They heard that they didn't get my good side.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the people from Clearasil. They want to sign you up to be...
There's a deal.
If there's money involved, I'll take it, Ben. You know,
we're nearly at the end of this show.
Go grab yourself a... I don't know.
Negative.
Go sit in the massage chair for a bit and cool down.
The massage chair and a tequila shot.
Yes.
Good morning.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.